today on Annenberg Radio News.
He's built up a fantastic amount of goodwill, both with the public and with corporate sponsors, for a decade now. And that's not something that you walk away from lightly.
Tiger Woods goes from squeaky clean to tabloid fodder. We'll look at how it will affect his popularity. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, December 3rd, 2009. I'm Brittany Knotts. Hundreds of people arrived at the downtown LAPD headquarters to witness the official swearing-in of new police chief Charlie Beck. After taking the oath of office, Beck stressed his commitment to his new position and the city of Los Angeles.
But I am humbled by this position, and what humbles me about this position is the obligation that goes with it. And it's a very heavy obligation. The fate of this police department is tied to the fate of this city, and they go hand in hand.
Beck is the 56th police chief of the LAPD. He was selected by Mayor Villaraigosa after former chief Bill Bratton announced that he was stepping down. A woman was killed today when she was run over by a car and dragged several blocks through the streets of downtown Los Angeles. Police say they saw the victim underneath the tire of the moving car early this morning and were able to pull the car over. The victim died on the scene, and the woman driving the car was arrested. KTLA 5 is reporting the incident might have involved a drug deal gone badly. Two men shot in the legs at a North Hollywood synagogue are rumored to be victims of the Israeli mob. Deputy Police Chief Michael Downing told the Jerusalem Post that the attack resembled a targeted surgical strike. He also said that Israeli organized crime is getting worse in Los Angeles. The attack may have been an attempt to silence one of the victims. The second victim is believed to be a bystander in the wrong place at the wrong time. President Barack Obama hosted a jobs summit at the White House today. He met with business and union leaders and other experts to come up with new ways to create new jobs. The president says this forum is important because the government alone cannot get businesses hiring again.
While I believe that government has a critical role in creating the conditions for economic growth, ultimately, true economic recovery is only going to come from the private sector.
After the president's remarks, the 130 guests at the forum broke into smaller groups to brainstorm with officials from the White House. The unemployment rate was just over 10% in October. Figures from November are due out tomorrow. Parents will no longer have to show their Social Security number to the Salvation Army before receiving Christmas toys for their children. Latino organizations protested the policy, and yesterday the charity decided to change it. The Salvation Army says it did not want to give the appearance that it was discriminating against anyone based on legal status. Now everyone can register for its Angel Tree program without showing their Social Security number. Professors from Washington, D.C. urged educators to check out a new program funded by the Gates Foundation. They say it could help struggling Los Angeles high school students in math, English, reading, and science. Lauren Whaley reports from Vernon Avenue in central L.A.
The Gateway Academic Program is known as GAP, as in closing the gap between students who succeed in school and those who don't. Professor Brenda Brown teaches math at the University of the District of Columbia, where the program started.
Our program starts with the assumption that everybody can learn. You have to believe that.
With teacher training, after-school help, and summer classes, students learn basics, such as taking notes, asking for help, and being on time. But all this costs money. The 8-week program, for example, costs $5,000 per student. Paul Brock, who heads GAP, thinks educators, superintendents, and civic leaders in California should try to get a piece of the big money that's out there.
Get a part of the stimulus money that President Obama has put into a package that'll be released January the 1st, $4.3 billion, to do educational programs.
Brock thinks LA needs this money the most.
Los Angeles is a city on fire, and 50% of the student bodies drop out before graduation.
California lawmakers must still make changes in state law to qualify for the federal stimulus money included in the Race to the Top initiative. If they win funding, it'll then be up to the individual districts and schools on how to use it. Lauren Whaley, Annenberg Radio News.
Though we can't predict when the big one will hit, the science of earthquake forecasting may be improving. Testing is underway at USC for a method that will predict the approximate size and location of future quakes. Testing will run for 5 years before any results are available. And now for the weather. Tonight it'll get pretty chilly with a low of 46 degrees. Tomorrow expect a high of 72 and another cold night with a low of 47. For the weekend, we'll see a high of 68 on Saturday and 59 on Sunday. So all you football fans should bring a jacket to Saturday's game against Arizona. Later on Annenberg Radio News, as 1 in 10 Americans remains unemployed, we talk to one expert who tells us what President Obama needs to do to increase public confidence. Today in Los Angeles, celebrity attorney Gloria Allred abruptly canceled a news conference on behalf of her client, a waitress rumored to have had an affair with Tiger Woods. Woods is the highest paid athlete in the world. No one else even comes close. But now reports that he may have had three extramarital affairs could sully his reputation. Heather Hope reports.
What started out as a neighborhood car crash scaled up to be a national love scandal saga. Tiger Woods is the name buzzing around every media outlet, and some, like LA Times sports reporter Jim Peltz, feel he brought it on himself.
Not a story that they sniffed out or that they went looking for. This is a story that landed right in their laps. Tiger created it, and they're simply going with it.
Jim Peltz stands by the media's coverage of the golf champion. Woods' business has gone beyond the course since the 2 a.m. crash outside his Florida home the day after Thanksgiving. Peltz says the California-born Tiger Woods has always had a clean-cut image and known for his strong family ties. But despite reports of three women he's had an affair with, Peltz believes he can make out like other famous athletes.
He could easily bounce back like Kobe Bryant or Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees or some of these others who have come under a cloud. We've seen them bounce back, provided that there wasn't substantial amount of dragging out their situation.
Woods apologized to the public for his transgressions, but people may not be too forgiving. Sharon Page, a cafe worker of Santa Monica, says Woods should have known better, especially in this digital age.
That's your family. If you want to play around, don't be married. Don't settle down with your family. I just hope that he would learn from this.
Lou Farmer, resident of Los Angeles, feels athletes need to stay focused on the game.
I think it's bad. It's too bad it happened as it did. And it behooves all men to be careful. And it pays to walk a straight line.
And that line includes Woods canceling the rest of his golf season and his major endorsement deals sticking behind him. Heather Hope, Annenberg Radio News.
'Tis the season for giving, but many organizations that host toy drives are finding a hard time collecting gifts in time for Christmas. Stephanie Guzman visited a collection box in Los Angeles at a time when the economic climate makes it harder to give.
I'm standing outside Charlie's Shoe Store on Pico. A toy box is inside of this store, but not many gifts have been given.
Not that many people have come in and looked at the box. So I don't know. I really hope they do start to come in and start to donate.
Store owner Destiny Hollis takes part in a toy drive for Black in LA. Hollis and her mother plan to fill the box up themselves. They've already donated a couple pairs of shoes. Black in LA has been collecting gifts for 6 years now. The organization's president, Charisse Calhoun, says it's been hard filling up those boxes this year in light of the economy.
So the first couple of years, especially since the economy was doing pretty good, we did very well. We found that last year and this year we've had to work harder in order to try to repeat the success that we've had in the past.
The Foundation for Second Chances is another Los Angeles donation organization. They say they're raising donations for more practical gifts, such as cleaning supplies, vacuum cleaners, or grocery bags with food. Second Chances Director Karen Morgan says while it may be harder collecting donations, the spirit of giving is still strong.
A lot of families that may not even have money really to donate to us have gone out and purchased toys and said that they would cut back on what they were giving their children in order to, you know, help someone else who really doesn't have.
To see where you can donate gifts this Christmas, visit our website at www.annenbergradio.org. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.
This morning, Charlie Beck made it official. CJ Doblo reports from the LAPD's downtown headquarters where the new police chief was sworn into office.
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Charlie Beck stood before Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and other well-wishers to take the formal oath of office as the 56th police chief of the city of Los Angeles. Beck will now be charged with the daunting task of overseeing a department with over 10,000 sworn officers and 3,000 civilian employees. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa acknowledged Beck's accomplishments.
He's a man who understands the past, a man who has been an important part of the present, and he's the right man at the right time to shape this department in the future.
Beck is known for his leadership and reform with the Rampart Division that was rocked by police corruption in the 1990s. Today, the mood was festive. Uniformed officers on horseback were among Beck's well-wishers. Javier Arenado was one of the officers with the Metropolitan Department. We asked him if he had any advice for his new chief.
He's got so much experience here, all within LAPD. How do you give a guy like that advice? He's going to do just fine.
And Beck said, the Los Angeles Police Department is integral to the success of the city, but the Los Angeles Police Department can't take full credit for a city who has reduced crime levels.
It's our partnership with the community that's made this difference. That's what's making this city safer. We are not the sole architects of the success of the city of Los Angeles, although we are inexorably tied to it.
Beck succeeds Chief William Bratton, who is credited with improving the Los Angeles Police Department's reputation. And Beck has 30 years on the force. I asked Chief Beck if the weight of this responsibility has hit him.
Every day it does.
What is that like?
Well, it's not, you have to recognize, it's not all, I mean, this is responsible, this is a family trust to me. It's not just the city's enough, but this is a family trust. I must succeed. This is about my family.
Beck is no doubt getting advice from many people on how to lead a force with the safety and security of a city of about 3.8 million people. One person may be the best person to offer some advice, his mother, Elma Beck.
To eat well and to exercise, because if you lose your health, you can't be efficient in any way.
Beck has one other reason to celebrate with his family. His son, Martin Beck, will also be carrying on the family's tradition with the police force. He will be graduating tomorrow from the Los Angeles Police Academy. This is CJ Domlo, Annenberg Radio News.
Today, President Obama hosted a job summit focused on finding solutions to ease unemployment. Earlier, I spoke to Dan Schnurr, the director of the Jesse M. Unruh Institute of Politics at USC and a former communications director for John McCain and California Governor Pete Wilson. He talked about the political implications of Obama's effort in easing unemployment. Today, President Obama hosted a job summit at the White House. So what kind of political move is that in your expertise?
Yeah, I mean, Obama is in a fairly tricky place from an economic policy standpoint. On one hand, he's under great pressure to do more to create jobs in this country. And there are a lot of more left-leaning Democrats in particular who are encouraging a great deal more government spending in order to create jobs. On the other hand, you have not only Republicans, but a lot of moderate Democrats who are becoming increasingly concerned about the size of the deficit. And so where that leaves Obama, and this is something that's being reflected throughout the conversation today, is trying to think of things that the White House and the federal government can do to leverage a relatively small amount of direct financial involvement to leverage that relatively small amount of money into larger job creation in the private sector. So when you hear the president and his allies talking about a partnership between the public and the private sector to create jobs, what they're essentially saying is the government doesn't have a lot of money, so we'll put in a little bit to encourage private sector job creators to to move things forward.
President Obama said basically today that the key move is going to be getting businesses to hire people. But a lot of analysts are saying that unemployment will probably remain high despite the recession being over. And he's got a lot of critics right now. So what do you think he'll do, or what does he need to do to get around that?
Well, unemployment is likely to stay high for the foreseeable future. And so in addition to the substantive goals he can work toward, the most important thing for the president to do from a political standpoint is to show the voters that he's working hard. So in other words, even if unemployment stays high, and that is something that will hurt him and his allies politically, making sure voters understand that he understands what they're going through, that he cares about it, and that he's working to fix it helps alleviate some of that potential political damage. The economy is far and away the most important issue to voters. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, concerns about the state of the economy and about job creation are far and away the most important thing in terms of voter focus. And so the summit today is an excellent way for the president to demonstrate to voters that even while he's been working on health care, even while he's dealing with Afghanistan, this is something that's really a priority for him, too.
That was Dan Schnur, director of the Jesse M. Unruh Institute of Politics and a former Republican communications director.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah, so much funnicker to celebrate. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
The fossil uncovered at a construction site in Riverside County turned out to be the skull of a giant ground sloth. It was found last month. It appears to date back to 1.9 million to 300,000 years ago. The fossil is quite rare, with only six of its type of fossil found in its era in North America. This is the time of year for giving, but it also seems to be the time for stealing. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, burglars broke into the United Labor Agency of Orange County and stole about $100,000 in food and toys that was intended to be donated to a needy family. However, not all hope is lost for the agency. Director Bill Fogarty says there has been an outpouring of generosity. Toys for Tots was able to donate the toys to an organization, but it's still looking for more food donations. See how you can get involved? Visit our website. Now we check in with Rachel Thomas to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Rachel?
Thanks, Brittany. Police fired at three robbers in Westlake this morning. One suspect is still at large and could be armed. A 56-year-old officer will officially become the 56th chief of police. See how many people turned out for Charlie Beck's ceremony. And Secret Service is taking responsibility for the White House crashers. See how many agents didn't follow procedure. All this coming up on Annenberg TV News tonight at 6 on Trojan Vision.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. During the economic downturn, people turn to spiritual leaders for help with love, work, and money. Click on AnnenbergRadio.org to hear Lauren Whaley's story on Jose Ledesma, who says he can get money flowing back into your life with a little help from his special tools and chants. That's it for this Thursday and for this semester. Many thanks to our Thursday crew, CJ Dablo, Lauren Whaley, Elena Hostetter, Newly Paul, Stephanie Guzman, Karen Marcus, Heather Hope, LaTanya Kirkland, Ryan Nunez, Sydney Champion, and Sarah Ostreich. Hannah Kim is our producer, Timothy Beckworth and Richie Duchon are the executive producers. Billy Higgins is the technical guru. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brittany Knotts. Happy holidays.